very glad to be here to meet up with our fellow Christian friends. I believe that all of us believe in Jesus because we want to get entry into the kingdom of God. And I guess this is our ultimate aim of believing in Jesus Christ. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give a short talk, after which you can ask questions concerning the topic that I'm going to talk about. So I'll do my best to answer your question. If I can't, then I'll get my fellow, workers in Christ to help me out. And I believe my two co-workers here are more than willing to chip in as well. First, turn to the book of John. Please turn to the book of John. We read chapter 3. We read verse 16. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe that this is our hope and joy in the Lord, knowing that our Father in heaven loved us so much. He loved us so much that he was even willing to send his only begotten Son to this world to save us from sin. Ever since Adam sinned against God, we realize that man has been separated from God. But God, in his foreknowledge, he knew that he would come into this world to deliver man from sin. So according to Ephesians chapter 1, God has prepared that Jesus Christ to come into this world, so that those who believe in Jesus shall be saved. We turn to the book of Ephesians. Please turn to the book of Ephesians. We read verse 4. The book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We know that God loved us very much. He sent his Son into this world so that through his Son we should be saved. Meaning without Jesus Christ, none of us can be saved. Here we are told that he chose us in Jesus. So there is a crucial question we need to ask. How can we be in Christ Jesus? Because to be in Christ is the procedure that God has set for us to follow. Turn back to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Read verse 3 and verse 5. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I said to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Read verse 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I said to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Here is a conversation Jesus had with a person called Nicodemus. Obviously, this person must have been astonished by the power of Christ to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. That's why he came to Jesus by night, because he worked in the council, Sanhedrin. So it was not convenient for him to meet Jesus in the daytime. So he came to Jesus by night with an intention to find out exactly who Jesus really was. You find that here Jesus seized hold of the opportunity to tell him the way of salvation. Jesus said to him, we find that Jesus used the phrase "most assuredly." We understand that the word that came out from the mouth of Jesus is authentic. In order to emphasize it more intensely, Jesus said, "most assuredly," meaning that there is no other way apart from the one that Jesus is talking about. Jesus said, "unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, not even a chance." Because what Christ has said is definite and is final. The Son of God, whom the Father has sent into this to save us from sin, we have to follow what Jesus said. We know that the Bible is the standard of our living, above the Word of God. Humbly submit to the Word of the Lord. Obviously, Nicodemus didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about. So in his mind, he was thinking, "So, oh no, am I going to go back to my mother's womb?" No. Jesus explained further. Man consists of two very essential elements recorded in verse 5. And Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I said to you, as one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Born of water and born of the Spirit. Today, this is something that we need to search into to understand what they really mean to us. So because of time factor, I'm going to concentrate on the first point, being born of water. We know that being born of water means what? Receiving water baptism. We turn to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, we read chapter 16.
16.
Please read Gospel of Mark chapter 16. Alright, verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Again, yeah, these are the words spoken by Christ. These are the words spoken by Christ right before his ascension. You can imagine, you know, before Jesus, you know, went back to heaven, obviously there were many words that he would like to talk to his disciples. Surely whatever he spoke to them would not be meaningless words. Surely Jesus was going to speak to them words which are of great importance.
Yes.
Especially words concerning salvation.
Mashiwi ayakutungula bikusukilo.
That's why here Jesus said,
Mbo Yesu Christo apachile,
he who believes
uyo wasumina,
and is baptized
nobu wachishua,
will be saved.
Akabusuka.
We turn to 1 Peter.
Tumwene mu 1 Petro.
Chapter 3. We read verse
21.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 21.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21.
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mukuvuka kwa Yesu Kristo. Ulunu batisho te kusamba ifiko lelo ukusamba kampingu msuma kuri leza.
We know that, you know, 1 Peter was written by Peter.
Wamuna uchita mkalati antensha kwa Petro yale mbena Petro.
When Jesus gave his final instruction before his ascension, Peter was one of the listeners. So we find that when he was writing this epistle, Peter was already very advanced in age. But he had never forgotten what Christ said. Like what we said before, the word of God is our standard of living.
But
I have no right to change it. No one can. That's why being a head figure in the church in those days, find that Peter again talk about or echo what Jesus said.
Petro nao akukenye fiokusosa amashimemo yene au Yesu Kristo asosere.
He said baptism saves.
Akile rubatisho rula pufusha.
Not the removal of the filth of the body.
Tepsamba ifiko iyo.
Let's say today, you know, I have been walking.
Ngachabuti nero na chila indao kwa kwenda ukayo.
And I sweated profusely. So the way to get rid of the sweat from my body is to take a shower. But here Peter says, baptism does not serve that function. Meaning that baptism is not a symbol. It's a prescription from Jesus Christ. By which we can be saved. And Peter says, but the answer of a good conscience towards God. How can we have a good conscience?
Say
I'm a sinner. When I come before God, I have committed many sins. I committed sin in the dark. For example, I committed adultery. I falsely accused others. I disregarded the word of God. I'm a sinner. So when I come before God, my conscience is going to be clear? No.
Peter
says, baptism
saves.
Baptism provides us with a clear conscience towards God. We turn to Acts chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Acts of the Apostles,
chapter 2.
We read
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Petro abebele ati, lapile nino kuwa chua, mwishina ya kwa Yesu Kristu, pakuti mwelewe ime mbushenu elio, mwalapo kilela mupashi wa mshilo.
Peter clearly tells us here.
Apa Petro atweba vya pahuta chutu.
Baptism is for the remission of sin.
Rubatisho, wabela kukwelewa kwa membu.
No wonder Jesus said,
Echo Yesu Kristu asu sene,
believes and is baptized will be saved. When our sins are washed away, our conscience is clear. That's why Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3,
baptism
saves because through baptism we are given a good conscience towards God. This is the word from the scriptures.
Now
we can only humbly submit to you. I'm a worker of God. I'm only a servant. If I use the language of Paul, I'm only a slave. What is the duty of a slave? What is the duty of a slave? To obey God. Is that also?
Isn't
this is our duty.
Obey God.
Everyone humbled themselves before God.
I'm
nothing.
I
always talk about this.
You said that so stop
if I die today, the work of God will continue. I'm not indispensable. Because I know in my heart, I'm not indispensable. God can raise workers for himself. Is that
also?
We are human beings. We can die anytime. What is our duty towards God?
No, but it's here. It's
to God. So the Bible says, repent.
Lapira,
and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin. This is the teaching of the scriptures concerning baptism. I always think about this. You know, men have sinned.
Right.
We need to believe in Jesus. But we also need to follow the prescription that Christ has given to us.
If I'm a doctor,
you come to me because you are ill. So I do a checkup on you. And the report comes out saying that you are diagnosed with certain illness. So, you know, I will give you a prescription. Don't you need to follow it through? You have to. If you don't follow the prescription, can your illness be cured? Even though you say, I believe in you.
The
doctor, I believe in you. The illness cannot be cured. We believe in Jesus. Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized shall we not follow it? We have to. Okay, now within Christendom, we find that there are so many ways of practicing baptism. or put it slightly differently, baptism is practiced with variations.
To
me, this is the trick of Satan.
Confuse
us.
So that
we cannot see the right path.
We
turn to
Ephesians.
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
We read verse 5.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. How many baptisms?
These few verses, how many one, seven ones?
How should baptism be done? Baptism must be done in the name of Jesus. If you read Acts chapter 2, we read the same verse again, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus. If you read through the book of Acts, Jesus is the name that stands up.
Yesu eshina elia tumbuga nangu elia kuma sana sana.
It's the only name that used by the apostolic church.
Eshina pia elia wafuwapo na neuruta wa apostol.
Some of you may say,
wamukutuwa sobutila.
But the instruction of Jesus is that people must be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For those who use the English Bible, you look at the word name. Is it singular or plural? Singular, no? So if the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit represent three different persons, then the word name should be plural,
right?
Is it also? But here the word name is in singular. Meaning that one God, just like we can see in Ephesians chapter 4, who perform three different functions. One God is the Father, the Holy Spirit, and also the Son. But this one God has a name, which is Jesus.
Ekuti na Yesu.
And the apostle understood it fully well.
Na batumwa na bachine bakwetu kwirukangana nshe.
That's why when they started practicing baptism,
ejoli tubatampira kubachishe.
They baptized people in the name of Jesus.
Bakwetu kwishina ya kwa Yesu Kristo.
We need to understand that the word of Jesus is the same as that of the apostle.
Tishwa kutira ichemta kwa Yesu Kristo echewe tuchine.
There is no difference between the teachings of Christ and the teachings of the
apostles. Now we turn to
the Gospel of Luke.
Chapter 10.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. We read verse 16. Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 16. Here are the words spoken by Jesus to his disciples.
Verse 16.
He who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me.
Wa umfua kuri umwe, ni nishi umfua na kuri ine. No wa sura imwe, Nishi asula na inye. Kabili uwa asula inye. Nishi asula no one to me name.
Here we find that Jesus Christ endorses the teachings of the apostles.
Apa kwa muna Yesu Christu abita pake shiwilo pa kusambishi na kusambisha kwa batumwa.
That's why he said he who hears you.
Echa atile uyuwa unga miumfa imwe na umfana inakuli ine.
Meaning the apostle was given the wisdom to interpret what? The teachings of Christ. That's why when they went out practicing baptism, they performed baptism in the name of Jesus. Now the second point about baptism.
Romans chapter 6.
We can read from verse 3 to verse 5.
Tuwelenge verse 3, kukusashi tambayi and verse 5.
This section of the scriptures is talking about baptism.
Ichichipandwa chamale mbochilelanda pamulangu walu watisho.
Now we look at verse 5, yeah?
Na tumwane makamaka verse 5.
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Pantunga tuwa palana na mkwe mufwa ya kwe, efyo tuka palana na mkwe, mkubuka kwa kwe.
Paul mentioned 2 points.
Paolo alanda pafitu fibili, tukankala.
The first is the starting point in baptism. First, we must become united in the likeness of his death.
The
second is the point of conclusion.
So when you
rise up from the water after baptism,
according to Paul,
you actually have partaken in the resurrection of
Christ.
Now, before resurrection is made possible on us, we must first become united in the likeness of his death.
Return
to the Gospel of John.
Gospel of John.
Chapter 19.
We read verse 30.
This is the likeness of his death. So when Jesus has received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
Nomba ilo apo kwelele mwanga shuwa wakantuka Yesu atile fionse nafipo akabili ainanike mutwe alekanya kumweo.
Can anyone kill Jesus?
Uje palo umuntu winge pa ya Yesu batinwa?
No.
Awe.
Is that not true?
Efshike byo mwa?
Yeah.
Ayi.
The Bible says.
Bible ile chila.
He laid down his life willingly for us.
Ayi pele shumwe wa kwe wine pumulandu wa ifwe.
So that he can take it back unto himself.
Pakuti aje inga uhula kuri we na ubwesha na kabili.
We read John chapter 10.
Na tuwelenge mwili Yohane chapter 10.
Verse
18. Yohane chapter 10 verse 18.
The Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 18.
Mumbila sumaya kwa Yohane chapter 10 verse 18.
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father.
Takuli uwa kutoka kuli nereo ndero tula. Nemu inende ndinamaka. Ya kutula kabili dinamaka ya kupokelela na kabili ifunje ili na pokelele kulitata.
Jesus made it very clear.
Yesu atuja asusepe apa utatutu.
No one can take his life from him.
Aitakulina ngumo winga senda umweo wapena kufumia umweo muli wene.
It is he who willingly laid his life down for us.
Ni wene pia waipeleshe nguwa tule umweo wakupungula nguwa ifwe.
Gospel, the Gospel of John chapter
19. Verse 30
it says. If you look at the description. While bowing his head. He gave up his spirit. That is the likeness of his death. I'm a sinner. I come before God. I ask God for forgiveness.
Shall I not come in this
manner?
Recognizing
that I'm a sinner. I'm not even worthy to receive the grace of God. That's why when we baptize, we bow our head. A likeness of his death. A sign of humility.
You know
when Jesus bowed his head. Willingly submitted himself to the
Lord.
Willing to die for our sin. He is the one who shouldered our sin. So when we baptize, we follow that.
Humbly
we come before God. And then from the Bible.
Baptism
means what?
Rubachit Piruva Shani.
Is the third point.
A chit chow tattoo.
Baptism means what? To be submerged into the water.
Ubibishua Mumenshi.
At the original word, baptizo.
Ushua Ishui. Muyokoya Fumaya Rubachi baptizo.
Means dipping into the water.
And Utia Ubibishua Mumenshi.
According to the scriptures,
according to Namalembo,
baptism is a burial.
Colossians chapter 2.
Shall you not be submerged into the water?
Chabune.
If you read through all the accounts in the New Testament scriptures.
Ndomwa soma byonse byalembwa mu mbira zuma mu kipindi kipya.
None is done in a pool.
Tapai uri machola chikwapo muchai muchai bwana muchishima.
None is done in a what? Main met pond or swimming pool.
Na mufye mu swimming pool na mungongo ya tambire zanzi.
You know, in the time of Jesus,
Christ, yeah?
They were under the control of the Romans. You find that the Romans knew how to enjoy themselves. Now, that's why they have many what we call public bathing places. Jesus could have chosen one of those places.
Yes,
John, come, come.
That is, hey, where you are, is that no?
Baptize me here. But Jesus did not do that.
Yes, definitely.
What did Jesus do?
Yes,
he went to River Jordan.
It
means that he went out of his way. Because he is what? To be baptized to fulfill all righteousness.
There's
an example for us to follow. You know, this in Acts chapter 8, Ethiopian
eunuch, Ethiopia.
Came to Jerusalem. On his way, Philip preached to him. The Bible said they were along the desert road.
After
Philip has preached to him,
he said to Philip,
look, there's water. What stops us from getting baptized? And Philip said, as long as you believe,
then
you can be baptized in the desert or in the wilderness. Where can you find water? It has to be a desert spring.
And
oasis. Natural source of water. We read Micah. In the Old Testament scriptures. Is after Jonah. And
it's
before Nahum.
Micah.
Micah chapter 7 verse 19.
He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquity. He will cast all our sin into the depths of the sea. Akaposa na pamenshi ya memba ibemba shabo shonse imembu shabo shonse.
This is a prophecy.
Ubu sesemo.
It is about how God will deal with our sin.
Uwele ni pamula nduwa kyo leisari na upomba na upyungia pamula nduwa membu shabo shonse.
Our sin will be cast into the depth of the sea.
Imembu shabo shonse na upozwa mwitenga ya menshi.
Right now, so if you look at river.
Ngamwalusha umana.
Or lake. Naturally, if you have been to East Africa, there is a massive Lake Victoria.
The
source is from River Nile. And the water actually flows out in the Indian Ocean. That's why we
go to India.
This is how we practice baptism.
In the name of Jesus,
recognizing that we are sinners, with full immersion, into living
mumenshi ayamwe wayele pita. Bambi kutumwatira. Nyishi mwabawu kubati wama funde wama lango. Lepa chitu chimoche tupe tuwa yusha. Hapa tulele mpamulandu wepu sukilo.
We are talking about the prescription given by Jesus Christ. How many of you have heard the story of who is that? Naaman before?
Ni nani wao kwa popa ni baimwe pamulandu wa Naaman?
He's a leper.
Ah, ni wapi ba shweti?
Is that so?
Ni vipi ni
so Elisha
mkwai?
Because this Naaman came to meet him.
You
know, this Elisha did not even bother to go out to meet him. He said to him, go.
Go
to Naaman and dig yourself 7 times in River Jordan. Can Naaman argue with Elisha? Initially, he was furious.
There
are better rivers in Syria. Why should I go to Israel? To dip myself 7 times? In the filthy water? He has no choice. So he
dip
himself 1 time. 2 times.
Wow, tatu, wawune, usano, mutanda.
On the rise of the sixth.
Akwima papua mwenda mutanda.
He remained a leper.
Awe achilifie, wapi washi.
Not until he what? Deep himself.
Mpapa keili haitu mpinga mkua alenda chile nubari. Awe.
What does it tell us?
Ili haitu chile kwa mchani.
God demands exact obedience from us.
Lesa, alitamina kutia kitu kifiri tuwa wala kuna kila.
We obey God. We cannot change. Is that not true? Why is Christianity in chaos today? Because people change the word of God. Thinking that they are above the word.
That's
the problem. When we talk about God's word, we should speak it in fear and in trembling.
Your words
either save people or your words either what? Or destroy people. Is that not true? One more point before I allow you to ask questions. The Baptist must have the Holy Spirit.
We turn
to John.
Chapter 20.
We read verse 22 and 23. And when he had said this, he prayed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained.
Where
can we get the power to forgive sin?
To
be honest, I don't have the power. Because I'm a human being. I'm just like you are. No different. Where does the power come from? The Holy Spirit. If I don't have the Holy Spirit,
I
perform baptism, sins are not forgiven. That is only an empty exercise. You can't You cannot save people.
That's
why Jesus, before he went up to heaven, he said to the disciples, tarry in
Jerusalem
until you are endued with power from on high. Attend to the gospel.
Mwana mkwa ya mumbi na nsumwa kwa Luka.
Chapter 24.
We read
verse 49.
Luke 24 verse 49.
Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
Tata alaya. Lelo imwe ikale ni musumba. Mukasuke amupokele amupo amupelewa amaka ukufuma kumulu.
Jesus promised to give them the spirit.
Yes, my alibana yebu apele mupashi.
Without the Holy Spirit, sin cannot be forgiven. When Christ talks about the gospel, what kind of gospel he is talking about? Let's read verse 47 of the same chapter.
Verse 47,
and then repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at
Jerusalem.
The gospel of Christ is very clear. It's about repentance and the remission of sin. Today, if we cannot forgive sin by the power of the Spirit,
hello?
If we cannot forgive sin by the power of the Spirit, then our practice of Christianity is useless. Because man has been separated from God because of sin. That's why the core gospel of Christ is about repentance and the remission of sin.
Today,
if your sins are forgiven, fearlessly and joyfully you come before God. That's why the Baptist must have the Holy Spirit. You are free to ask any question concerning
that.
But before that, can I drink a bit of water?
Hallelujah.
Okay, you are free to ask any question. We will do our best to answer you.
Any question concerning baptism? We are not getting you, speak louder. Chisuma.
When is a prison to be baptized?
When is a prison to be baptized? When is a person likely to be baptized?
When is a person? If he believes in Jesus, he has to be baptized.
Are
we, can we
read
the verse?
The twin inquiry very speaks big. What is it?
We read chapter 16.
Yeah? Chapter 16. Mirimo ya Batuma, chapter 16.
We read, first read verse 31, and then we read verse 32. Verse 33.
Tuwelenge verse 31, and tuwelenge verse 33.
Verse 31.
Verse 31.
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Now, verse 33. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
Now,
just like Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
If pamonge pe Yesu Kristu aso sele, ati Yehova sumina, kaya kuyaba chua, etu Yesu swana apa, ngoma sumina pie, awe kumutupi kandumbui.
Just a point of correction.
I'm quiet.
I'm a parent. And I have a very young I have two very young children. If I believe in Jesus, together my children will be baptized with me. Obviously, this is another topic. If you don't mind, I can go. But I think for your question, I just give you a very simple example.
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
We read verse 1 and verse 2. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our father were under the clouds, all passed through the sea, all were baptized in the Moses, in the clouds and in the sea.
Awe shefwaya imwe ukukana ishwa mweba wananyina ukuti vashifwe bonse vali mwisamba liye kumbi kabili bonse vapitile mwimemba kabili bonse wabatishiwe mwimose Ninchi, where we samba, the Kumbi Ido, Vapitile, Muriwemba.
So crossing the Red Sea in the understanding of Paul is likened to a baptism.
Kuringa Ukupita Ukabemba, Mukirumoka Paolo, Chipasha Kalubatisho.
Moses was their savior at the time.
Penishta, Mose, I am Suavo.
That's why Moses represents Christ.
Echo Mose, I do up in Minago Christo.
I have a question to ask. Did the children cross the Red Sea together with their adults?
They did, am I
right?
Did their parents
leave them behind?
No,
did their
parents leave them behind?
Obviously, if you baptize an infant, so the duty is upon what? The shoulder of the parent. So the parent must ensure that the children will grow up in the way of the Lord. Some of you may say, what about faith? An infant that does not exhibit faith. You know, when you read the gospel, there are many examples which tell us that on account of someone else's faith, you know, some people can be healed.
We turn to Matthew chapter 8.
Verse 5
verse 5 nokutwalirira.
Here it talks about a centurion who came to Jesus to plead on behalf of one of his servants.
Paliwo mwi mukambo wa shirika yuwa shimu kupapata pamulandu wa mukomfu wakwe.
This servant was what? Was critically ill.
Uyu mukomfu wakwe ali mulwelengana nshi.
You can see this in verse
6. Number 6.
We find that this servant did not even meet Jesus.
What did Jesus say?
Verse 13, look at the conclusion.
Jesus
said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour.
Yesu ayabele umukalambo wabo shirika ati kabiye na chive ifyofine wemwine ukutetekela. Kabiri umubomfi wakwe alipolele mukashita mwishita ilya ine. Tiamfika wati? Ndeli pisho yimbi.
According to the scriptures, yes.
Kulingana n'amalembo awo mufiretu wabachiwa mumana.
You know, if Jesus says so, then you can do it. But I follow what Jesus said. Because we are talking about salvation.
Baptism
that washes away our sins. You know, if before we conclude, and you can ask question now, I will tell you a testimony, a very short one. The time I was at the Catholic, she was baptized with a sprinkling, and then you kept the Pentecostal church again, she was baptized. I don't know which type of baptism is correct. Remember that she said, I mean, okay. She says she was baptized in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, head bowing down. You sure?
Not this way.
Here we are emphasizing
the
point.
Apa
by what we said, we are sinners. We are not worthy. Receive the grace of God. That's why we baptize. In the likeness of His death.
Which is for Jesus Christ.
If you
feel what it is, you can put my picture. You can put my picture.
Any other questions?
He says, can she be baptized again?
Thank you.
batira kuti atinde kuvachiyamushi natata neriamwana ane apashuwa mushiro ere baba chishepyai efevavatisha chiesuma
valando kutira zvepinavaranga hepevareva vatishanu vepevavatiche ushe chisuma chiriyanangu hevyo kuringa nepechipingo cheneranda ngachishuviri yandi kuti mwapirura hawo ishuviri yandi yafye veva patorera ndepyarembo mare marembo chita yesu yakunatira kuchemo chakwanisa twamufana vankashi aikoipishenarimbi
nambwada
alo okay
yes so for those
yeah okay. You have
okay bye okay
yes. For those who are baptized by the water, does it mean if you're not baptized by the water, you can have those gifts such as the gift of discernment, the spirit, the gift of you speaking in tongues, or maybe even the gift of discernment?
achine wava ishava vachiwa mumwezhi wava chiwepe mumwezhi uzve kumuti mwakwata ifyamupepya kwirura ndimi usesemo nafimbipyashana mwa hete mwasusa mwa ngachakuti ungada muva chishiwe vati avati
not baptized in the water, is that person able to have the spirit of discernment or maybe even a gift of prophecy or the interpretation? A person without baptism,
yes.
Can he receive the gift,
gift
of prophecy? In the case of Cornelius, yes.
Cornelius,
if you read Acts chapter 10, these are the people who were willing to listen to the preaching of Peter. According to Acts chapter 10 verse 44, the Bible says while Peter was still speaking, the Spirit came
upon him.
Cornelius and his family were Gentiles.
Konenia norupa rwako vari vena pyalo chaishasogorere kuri mvene kuti achi vete petro avashimikire echo petro atumirwe nekuya kuri mvene kuringa nemirimo yavatumwa iyo petro achiri aleso naresosa mupashi wai vawirire mwisho wekuti ati petro ali na vati na vambi navo vati munei navo vantu ava navapokere mpashuwa kushiro pamunge feife twapokerere na petro atine ungauinga vakanya uku vachiwa niani tamvwika
These are the people who really believe.
Any
other questions?
Any other questions?
What about those people who are pretending like they are born again? Although they are not born again, but they are already baptized.
Those people who pretend to be born again. kuchiso chakwaresa tive vantu vakuti ati pretending muchivemba kuti chani ukuipanga ukuva kumumbi munda ukuikanga kwati mwariropolo wako inokwino takwava kuchiso chakwaresa ungamuli vakufi teti muvachishuwe chikamonekera mumenji chisuma yapa maipisho my sister is very okay ipishe mukwa varanga kutila ino wavachiwa kushe kuti varangira mundimi mwa
by Peter, according to Acts chapter 2, is.
Ebulayo kulinga netyo Petro asosa mirimu yabatumwa.
Return to Acts chapter 2.
Tumwe na mirimu. Sorry. Mirimu yabatumwa. Chapter 2, verse 38.
The last part it says,
Muchipando cha kulekesha patilati,
and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. These two must come together.
If it feel the idea pamo.
From the very beginning when we are reading John chapter 3, isn't it?
Chapter 3.
One must be born of the water and born of the Spirit. So we need both to be saved. It's not a human invention here. These are the very words that proceeded out from the mouth of Christ.
Aya ema shiwi aya afume mukano akakwa Yesu Kristo. Chamfe kwa bache.
Acha.
Aya. Okay. Now we push him away.
Yes. So when one is baptized, then let's say God's strength, so to say, maybe you lose direction. Does it mean you have asked for forgiveness, or maybe you have to go back for you to be baptized? What's the period of life? What's the period like for one to be baptized? Is it only once, or maybe it's, I don't know.
Okay. There is only one baptism. So a person can only be baptized once if he has been baptized correctly.
If
you look at Acts chapter 19, it records a re-baptism.
Why?
Because these people were baptized in the baptism of John.
And not baptism in the name of Jesus.
They had to be re-baptized.
What is baptism?
It's part of being born again.
The
starting point of being born again. To wash away our sins. So that we can come before God fearlessly.
Please open the eyes.
Boy, he meant that if someone backslides, are they supposed to be baptized again?
If he has been baptized correctly, then he cannot be baptized
again.
There's one example. In Acts chapter 8. You know the story? In Samaria. Philip first went there.
Preached
the gospel. And even this sorcerer was baptized. And then the church in Jerusalem sent Peter and John. And they went there and realized that this guy was not serious. His believing in Jesus is not genuine.
Why
did he believe?
That's been riches.
For money. Return to Acts chapter 8, verse 20. He had already been baptized by Philip. Now what did Peter say to him?
Verse 20.
Money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with
Lero Petro amwelele ati inda amashowe isha silva shilowe shilowele pamona iwe bantu wachilato itonganya kuti ni munda lama winga pokelela ichabupe chakwalesa.
Verse 22.
Nga Petro ati isha nikuli wene.
Repent therefore of this your wickedness.
Lapila kume mkumu mbome mbose.
No rebaptism.
Ya kuli kuwa chua na kabili
iyo. Because he has been baptized correctly.
Bantu aliba chiuwe mulu ba chiuwe la chine.
Like the example I given in Acts chapter 19.
Pamonga chapu mwego tunatini pelanga chapter 19.
These people were baptized by John the Baptist.
Awa bantu aliba chiuwe na yuwan kabachia.
Not know about baptism in the name of Jesus.
The right Jesus Christ.
They were rebaptized.
Is it okay? Amen.
Uh-huh.
Aduruma tisho nishikuwa kusamoshani Mariyama atanikuwe pomo na Yesu Kristo pachapi nda baba pokerele.
Can I ask you a question?
Kuti nami ipushani ipusho.
The instruction of baptism
ama shuri yalu watisho.
Was it given when Christ was on the cross? Ushe ya
ya pelo ilo Yesu wa huke kukua ufuwa na mbu ilo wa hipa pteriko.
Yes, after his resurrection.
Nishiri wa abu shio kukua ufuwa.
If you look at the work of Christ, when he was on earth, did he have the power to forgive sin? Yes.
Yeah.
His word could forgive sin, am I right? So when he was on the cross, so he said to one of the robbers, today you will see me in paradise. Why? Because he repented. That was before Christ's resurrection. After Christ's resurrection, the church was given the duty to perform. That's why when you study Acts of the Apostle, we find that all the Apostle talks about what? Forgiveness of sin. How does that come about? Because they
were
baptized.
What is that?
When you
are
baptized,
you are baptized. Hallelujah.
Okay, I think it's a bit too late now.
At least I have one. Okay.
Sorry. I just want to ask the name of the Father and the Son. Because the Bible says, you shall baptize them in the name of the Father. What name is this?
Can I ask you,
huh?
Can I ask you what is the name of the Father?
No problem.
What is the name of the Son?
I don't know.
Okay.
The Mishwa,
you know, Holy Spirit. What is the name of the Son?
It's just there, the Holy Spirit. That's all.
Holy
Spirit is not a name.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a very simple example.
Let me give you a very simple example.
I'm the father to my children. I'm also a son to my father. I'm also the husband of my wife. Father, son, husband. One man with three roles.
Muntu mo nimirombele inga itatu.
My name is not father, son, husband.
My name is Pepper.
It's good.
At Musumasan.
That's my name. Likewise, when this this instruction was given,
Father,
Son, Holy Spirit share the same name. What is their name?
Jesus.
We read Acts chapter 4. We read verse 10 and verse 12.
Chapter 4, verses 10 and 12.
Then let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stand here before you whole. Now we jump at verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be
saved.
So Jesus is the only name. She was an old lady then when she was
baptized.
But at that point in time, she was very ill. You know, she was on the wheelchair all the time. Practically, she was bedridden. Her body was not mobile. So one of our sisters preached to her. At that time she could hear. And she understood that this is correct. He was about to die. And she said, I want to get baptized. You know, the relatives were not very happy. So, you know, the minister who was about to administer baptism on her was warned by the family. If this lady died in the water,
we
are going to sue you.
Do you know who to have got?
Shall the minister say, this is exceptional case, so no baptism?
We should tell that our country teacher of Sanako as in Samoa Chema.
No, the minister went back to pray.
After that, they went.
Two doctors went. Both of them came from the church. So this lady was carried into the sea. On the wheelchair. Very windy. Has not spoken for many years. In the name of Jesus, I
bless
you for the remission of your sin. Into the water. She came up. She spoke for the first time. She did not die. The grace of God. How could you dip a sick person into the water? Why? For salvation.
Yes.
If we have faith in Jesus, then we shouldn't be worried too much. Which one is more important?
kiisa ekiwi kyabwe kikankala ipusukiro lyabwe likankala bati nangumwe ensonga kutiina okutwalwa ku gotumwa kiisa ekikankala kati otera kyamusango efe haleluya amen. Hallelujah.